Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another GSU E&I Radio segment from Demo Day 2021 here at Center Park Stadium. It is now hustling and bustling. Folks are everywhere. They're setting up. This is an exciting day, and I am excited about our guest. This is Viraj Patel, and he is with ChemU, and he is with the first cohort. He graduated with the first cohort. He was a founder that has received additional funding in 2021. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us about ChemU. Tell us about the business.
Definitely. ChemU is the engagement marketplace for educational institutions to improve student and community engagement.
So now what drew you to the Main Street Entrepreneurs Fund in the first place?
Sure. So Main Street, the ChemU started when I was doing my MBA program at the Georgia State University. And that's the time when I had the idea. And when the Main Street funding came out, that's when we applied. And yep, it's a more of a, they helped us through from idea to the actually full-fledged company.
So now once you graduated, you continued the company and it's still going on now, right?
Yep, definitely. It's still going on. And we recently closed our pre-seed round as well. So we are growing.
So now what was it like going through? Because that was the first time they had ever done something like this. Did you feel like it really helped you?
Yes, it did help. We did a lot of workshops that it helped the young entrepreneur to how from the idea to setting up the company to pitching the idea to even get funding and how to grow.
Now, any advice for these folks here that are, you know, probably nervous out of their mind, right? How did you feel when it was this time, an hour or two before the showcase?
Yeah, we were really nervous, but at the end of the day, all the people that who attends, the guests and the judges, they are here to support and help you. So do not be nervous. Just go out and just showcase what you have, what you have built that going to help other people down the road.
So now for you, what if you could take away one thing from this experience, what is kind of the thing that really helped you get to a new level?
The takeaway would be, I would say, staying connected with the judges, your mentors, as well as the other companies. Because those are going to be the connection that you will need in the future to grow, and those are the ones who are going to help you down the road.
So building relationships and really kind of investing in your network is something that's going to pay off down the road.
Definitely.
Even if you have to pivot or even change, right?
Yeah. ChemU itself, we pivoted twice, actually. And never afraid to pivot. Be open to the ideas from other people. Don't stuck to the, hey, this is the idea I have and I'm going to stick to it. No. Keep pivoting. Get feedback as much as you can. And customer discovery. Keep doing customer discovery. That's the key thing that entrepreneur has to remember.
Now, for you, you're the founder. Did you have a co-founder?
Yes, I do have a co-founder. His name is Vishwa Modiganda, and he's the COO of ChemU.
So now, how did you find your co-founder? Were you friends, or was it some working relationship?
Yes, so Vishwa was the undergrad level when we were doing undergrad. That time, he was my friend, and we both had a failed startups individually. And once those two failed, me and Vishwa met at the party, and that's where we started talking about the entrepreneurship and starting a business. And that's how I knew him through the more of a undergrad level.
Now, any advice for entrepreneurs when they're looking for a co-founder? How do you kind of make the right choice? Because it's almost like a marriage, right?
Yes. So for the co-founder, I think the founder has to remember that never get a person on the board because, hey, it's a startup. You're going to get a lot of money. You're going to make lots of money. You're going to be popular. No, you need a person who is willing to work with your startup and to help other people. Because like startup, it's not like overnight success. It's going to take many years to get to the level of success. And a person is willing to work for 2 years or even 10 years down the road without any money. And that's the founder. That's the right founder you need. And don't never rush into finding a co-founder because you can handle it. Take your time.
Choose wisely.
Yes.
So what do you need more of right now?
Right now, we just incorporated and we are out raising our seed round to grow, and we are partnering up with the Georgia State Business College to start using our platform.
Now, are you still kind of doing these pitch contests, or are you doing other things to raise the money?
We are doing the pitch competition, and also we are pitching two different VCs and angel investor in Atlanta ecosystem.
And that's a job unto itself, right?
Yes, definitely.
Now, do you like doing that more than ChemNew?
No, I work, so I have a, like my 9-to-5 job, but also I work full-time on ChemNew and also work on the, over the weekends. Because my goal is to not to only raise money, but also get this platform out to the students so we can help improve the community and student experience in the college for 4 years that they are here for.
So you have a full-time job on top of ChemNew?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Just making it happen. That's the spirit of an entrepreneur.
Yep. We are keep pushing. We want to be the go-to platform for college students. And, you know, that's the success we are looking for. Not the money. It's more of a how can we help the students.
So now if a student wants to learn more about ChemNew, what is the coordinates?
You can go to ChemNew.com. ChemNew is available on the Apple App Store. You can download ChemNew and check it out on LinkedIn. It's LinkedIn.com/company/ChemNew. And also we're launching our ChemNew on the Android platform next month. So keep an eye on that too.
And that's KEMNU.com?
Yes, KEMNU.com.
Well, Viraj, congratulations on all the success and thank you for doing what you're doing. You're doing important work and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Demo Day 2021.